Well, welcome everyone. I am so excited you're listening in, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, she'll be sharing about how to heal procrastination so you can stop playing small and fulfill your soul purpose. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. She's an internationally acclaimed spiritual teacher, intuitive coach, Reiki master, and best-selling author. Our guest was a civil rights attorney when her father died of cancer, and that inspired her to master energy medicine to help alleviate suffering. She's the founder of the Divine Human Institute, a modern day mystery school. Also, she's hosted her Co-Creation Activations radio show on World Puja Network and Bliss TV program on the Divine Spirit Network. Her transformational work includes critically acclaimed courses and mentoring on energy healing, spiritual evolution, animal communication, and manifesting. Oh, it's just like a nice warm bath when I hear all of that. I'm so excited for our guest here today, Kumari Mullen. Kumari, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
I just love it when we're all, you know, here we are talking about these kinds of things, and it ties back to procrastination. Like, oh, I'm excited because so often people are thinking, oh, procrastination, that, you know, that it doesn't have anything to do with spirituality or any of that. So, right. And it's like, no, that and organization too, any of that, you know, that's the other part of my mind. So I'm so excited to have you talk about, you know, Kumari, you know, one of the things when I got the divine download to have the podcast was, you know, when I fought my inner guidance about it, even then was, you know, I really got the download to call it the spiritually persistent entrepreneur. And one of the directives, I guess, was and ask every guest, you know, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you? So, you know, I just go ahead and do that every time. And so can you share with us, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
I just love this title.
Thank you. Because I argued about it. I'm like, that's a long title. Not to say.
Oh, it's so perfect. You know, I once received an award for relentless optimism.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. What an alignment.
And I had an early on experience with an attorney who, one of the first things she said about me was that I was very tenacious. I had to look up the word.
I love relentless optimism. Well, that's great.
Relentless optimism.
Write that down.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. So what does that mean to you? That's spiritually persistent.
So spiritually persistent. It reminded me of that aspect of you know, really digging in and not letting go of like you did, you know, even when there was hesitation or doubt or whatever, that you didn't give in and you kept going and you created this beautiful podcast. So that's the simple answer, is not giving up easily. Mm-hmm. But the deeper answer, I think, is truly knowing who you are and knowing the divine gift that you are and what that means, having a unique voice. You have the only voice that is Sharon. You know, I have the only voice that can be Kumari. And understanding that so deeply that when all the obstacles come up and the, well, I'm a master procrastinator, so that's why I like to teach about it.
Recovering procrastinator, yeah, probably. I would say I'm a recovering worrier, so.
Yeah, right, I can still really go there. So it means, you know, they might be blips on the screen, but they don't take you off course, that you really still come back to your core of who you are and what you're here to share and the gifts that you must share because you're the only one who can share them.
So, I got goosebumps when you said that. Oh, that's so good. That was right on track. I could feel it. So the energy just really aligned when you said that. So what about one challenge, you know, and people usually say just one, but what about that one challenge that you face that's helped you, you know, to activate more of that in you?
Well, it was obvious. My father died very young. He was only 60. Mm-hmm. He died very suddenly of lung cancer. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was, as you mentioned, a civil rights attorney. And I was really happy and on purpose. I got my dream job at Legal Aid. I was working for people I cared about and knew didn't have much representation. And when he died, everything shifted, you know? Mm-hmm. And I found a teacher, a spiritual teacher, and I ended up at an ashram. I mean, things that I didn't even know.
It'd be a great movie. Eat, Pray, Love, you know?
And I literally had heard once about Reiki energy healing and I poo-pooed it. You know, I thought, that makes no rational sense.
Sure. It doesn't.
And then the next step, I'm in a Reiki class. I'm like, how did that happen? I don't even know if I believe in it. I certainly have never tried it, but something happened after he died that kicked all this off. And I ended up leaving Legal Aid with no money, no place to live. No savings, a mountain of debt from law school. Mm-hmm. And I think I couch surfed with friends and family for, I moved 10 times in 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And luckily I was never actually on the street, but I sort of felt like I was.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
And because I got a message at that Reiki class that I poo-pooed that I'm supposed to be a healer. And at the time I didn't think you could do anything about what, if you got a message like that, like you had to follow it. I mean, there was no, I quit almost immediately. I just told my boss how much I loved working for him. And I got into the Supreme Court of Maryland and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden I'm out the door. It's like, wow.
Wow. That'd be a great movie.
I don't know about that.
I really would. So what do you feel? I mean, I can guess, but what do you think if there's a spiritual theme or divine curriculum in that seeming challenge, kind of now that you're on the other side of it, what do you feel that was for you that people can kind of take and maybe not have to go the same route?
Yeah. The obvious is kind of what you said, that I did need to listen and trust my intuition. Mm-hmm. And I did at that time do it, but it wasn't without massive doubts and massive struggle. Mm-hmm. And maybe now I do tell my clients, I said, yes, you have to listen. But what I didn't know then is you could negotiate as well.
Negotiate. Well, since you were an attorney too, I mean, that, you know, you think that would have been right up in the forefront. I think I'll negotiate with this, but it was your first like download, right? Where it would just come through.
My very first download.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of me, even as I say that, I think if I negotiated, I might have never done it.
Well, I was just going to say that sometimes you just have to dive in. It was the same thing for me. I mean, I got the spiritual download to leave my corporate job at a newborn baby, or I was 8 months pregnant. And it was kind of like, oh, that's crazy. But I know that if I wouldn't have done it, I never would have left. I never would have.
It totally got me on my path. And I would have hemmed and hawed and procrastinated.
Mm.
There you go. And all those challenges.
Justifiably too, right?
Right? Yeah.
It would have been so hard. Justifiable.
Recommend it to my, I hope, you know, in my mentoring, I try to prepare them so they could do it a little easier than me, but you know, I do realize that all of those challenges, I became unsinkable in some part of me. I just went, that word just came through when I was thinking about you and this call. Mm. I was like, all of that hardship, you know, where I had no money and I had no idea from 1 minute to the next where I would be or what I would be doing. You know, I had no clients. I had no business to quit for, you know, it wasn't like I had anybody.
Wow. So, it's powerful because so much was activated as you went through that fire. You know, it's like, I always say diamonds are made in the fire, the gems are made in the fire. And so you went through this just fire. And then, you know, and then look what came out of the other side. So
my spiritual teacher said exactly that, Sharon.
Ah, no way.
She used me as an example. She kept saying, where's my Kumari? We were traveling on the road with her. And she shared this like 3 or 4 times in a row. She said, my Kumari, she went through the fire to be with me. I didn't have that sense at the time. I just thought, I'm just taking the next step because I was looking forward. I wasn't looking back at the fact that I left marriages. I left my family. Mm-hmm. I had everybody thinking I was totally wacko, you know?
You just really went off the deep end. Kumari, what are you doing?
I I let go of my lawyer license, everything. I let go of everything, all my belongings, you know. It was like,
it's such a power, you know. You're going to need to come back so we can talk more about that, because there's a lot to unpack in that. Yeah. And right now I want people to just kind of feel the energy of that, because I always say, whenever you're listening to our podcast, there's stuff going on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be listening to Kamari and thinking about something, but there's a breakthrough that's happening. You know, you're being broke through at a cellular level. And so just know that, you know, that's our intention. And so, you know, we might be keeping you busy with some talk, but there's other things going on. So you just really want to just allow that to soak in. Well, let's talk more about the idea of procrastination, and tell us more about the reasons why we all have all procrastinated. And there's so much judgment about that word. You and I talked about that before. I just think we have to like reframe it, because there's so, I mean, how I said, I think of it as percolating sometimes. It's not always percolating, but there's so much judgment about the word procrastination. So tell us, what are those hidden reasons?
Yeah, that first thought is, you know, I'm such a terrible person. I keep doing this. I keep procrastinating.
What's wrong with me?
Why can't I get unstuck? Blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Right.
And I want to speak to that. And it might sound a little snarky, but we procrastinate because it works on some level.
Right.
It's actually working for us. Now, like you said, sometimes it's percolating. Sometimes it's just not, you know, divine time to get to that task. So there are positives. I want to talk more about the negatives.
Sure.
But it works also on a level of, you know, the part of us that doesn't feel ready, that doesn't feel capable, that feels afraid to fail or succeed, you know, it could be both. The change either way feels uncomfortable, and basically humans hate the unknown, you know. It's there's so many fear layers, worry layers, doubt layers, you know. I'm afraid of being disappointed if I try something that I really want to do and it doesn't work out.
Right.
And that's a big one. I can actually feel the sinking heart in that one. Can you?
Yes.
Disappointment. So if I don't really go through it, you know,
Yeah. I can feel that.
Yeah. If I don't really go for it, then I don't get disappointed.
Right. Know? Exactly.
So there's a self-sabotage in there as well that serves us. If we sort of acknowledge that it's serving a part of us rather than we're just screwed up, it's actually serving a part of us that is, you know, like the child part, the scared part, the little part.
Yeah.
It isn't feeling solid enough to move forward. That's one way of looking at it and kind of breaking through the judgment. If we can just hold that part of ourselves, actually we can kind of have that conversation with the child part and sort of support and encourage her versus beat her up.
Right. Because nothing's going to come of the beating up part.
Yeah.
You know, nothing good will come of that. We're already clear on that. So how can folks learn to become more intentional, so their attention is on what they do want to accomplish rather than, you know, focusing on more of what they don't want? So talk to us more about that.
So becoming more intentional is huge for me. A lot of times I was procrastinating partly out of fear or worry or doubt, but there were more aspects to it. Sometimes I was just in overwhelm. I was in denial of how long things took. I overpacked my schedule, or I didn't schedule things, and I really didn't flesh out how long it would take. And so becoming intentional, it gathered my resources and that inner power that we all have when we focus. So for instance, when we focus on all the things we're not getting done, what do we create? We create a terrible feeling and more not getting done energy, right?
Right.
Our attention is on the wrong intention.
Right.
So we have to really wrestle that thought process and start focusing on the accomplishments. This, you know, I celebrate and do a little happy dance every day with my husband, because we were problem solvers. We were always going on to the next. And we didn't expand the energy of celebrating the accomplishments enough. So you basically you amplify whatever you're in. So if you're constantly feeling I'm procrastinating, I'm a bad person, you know, look at me fail, then you're in that energy. If you switch your intention to what's working, that's the first step, but it gets even better. So for instance, I was having a horrible time doing marketing emails. I had all sorts of resistance about marketing in general. I thought it was evil. You know, I'm talking for 30 years. I went
sure.
Through
well, yeah. I mean,
judging it, it's not spiritual. You know, I should just be magnetic and everybody should just find me. Yeah. And then people started complaining. It was really hard to find me. So I finally said, all right, I guess I need to invite people into my programs and I need to write about it. But my coach once asked me, how long does it take you if you hate doing this? You know, what's it taking you? A couple hours? I said, a couple hours. It's taking me days to write one email. Days. Like, I wasn't even honest. I think it was 2 to 4. I said 1 to 3 or something. I was
right,
so embarrassed.
Right, right.
She just fell off her chair. She's like, you got to be kidding me. So she said it should take an hour. And somehow her just saying that helped shorten the time. But then she said, Kumari, you need to become intentional. So the night before, you know, you have an email, this is your biggest procrastinating stuck point, you know, just make an intention that it will be ease and grace and you'll speak from the heart to your ideal client, helping them to solve, you'll explain exactly how you're going to help them solve, you know, their problems and what a gift that will be to them, you know, focus on that. And I tell you, just that advice turned it all around. The following day, I had an email to write first thing, and it took exactly an hour for the first time ever.
Interesting.
By becoming intentional, I thought, I know that, I teach that, but I didn't apply it to my Achilles heel of marketing emails.
Exactly, exactly. Right. So, I mean, and what I love about that was, you know, you gave yourself permission. But first of all, you brought this like big secret, you know, the big shameful secret, takes me 4 days to write an email, into the light. And then your coach just, you know, just held that space for you and
after
said, you know, right. Yeah. Well, but then, you know, but then she held that space and said, you know, I believe this for you. Yes. Even when you don't believe it is really exactly. What I got, she was essentially saying, you know, what she was essentially holding for you. So, and what I love about that too, is that you already had the experience of it at an energy level, right? When she said, well, you know, you're going to make this intention that it's going to take an hour and it's going to be easy. You know, your mind already heard that. I was like, okay, that's what we're doing, you know, because you're just programming. So it's almost like you already wrote the email. Like, that's what I think. I've got goosebumps when I say that. It's like you already wrote it at an energetic level, you know, and then you just showed up, you know, the next day. And I always say to people, you know, make an intention and ask for your highest guidance, guides, angels, whatever you believe in, you know, to be there with you while you're doing it. You know, like tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we're all having a meeting, you know, we're going to do this email, you know? So, you know,
exactly. And the crazy thing is I do that all the time, but I didn't apply it. And that was one of the other things I wanted to say, you know, sometimes we don't apply what we know to our business and all the aspects of the day to day. We keep it separate, you know, we keep this whole spiritual awareness separate from, well, I just got to dig in and I got to pull myself up, you know, and all the ways, the old ways of talking to self or being. And she just helped me expand what I already knew, but apply it to my biggest thorn.
Yeah, exactly. What a learning experience and wonderful. So what's your favorite spiritual practice for overcoming overwhelm? You'd mentioned that you wanted to share that.
Well, I was thinking a lot about procrastination, and I realized in today's world, a lot of procrastinators, actually, we're completely overwhelmed. We are, it's a very close cousin, you know, it's separate. Yes. It's a separate energy, but overwhelm is rampant. I mean, our phones are busting, our email. I can't tell you how many people say, I can't even read my emails. They're so out of control. Mm-hmm. We are inundated with too much information. And so I wanted to speak to that for my purposes. I'm kind of joining overwhelm and procrastination together here. I sit for guidance. I sit for inspiration and intuition about whatever it is I'm trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So I may have a to-do list that has 100 things on it. And I'm sitting at the beginning of the week, just already completely, you know,
sure,
on a overload. So I do a data dump. I try to get rid of what's in my head that I know I have to do. So it is on paper, that's one. And then I take a journal and a pen and I sit for meditation, or however you get your mind to be more still. I get quiet and then I ask for my inner guidance, for my, if you want to ask your angels of your business, whatever it is you want to direct it to please guide me today. What are the things I need to do just today? What are the, and put them in priority order so that I can focus, right, you know, and call. And sure enough, it's usually 1 to 3 things, not the 100 or the 50 that I think, right, 1 to 3 things. Often, right, it's only one.
That, right, moment,
and I frame it in a very specific way. I ask, what are the main things I do today to feel fulfilled and to serve at the highest level?
That's a great, well, just say that again, because that's okay. A really great intention, you know, so say that again so people can really soak that up, because that will open the door.
Yeah. Please give me clarity to the main things I need to do today to feel fulfilled, accomplished, and to serve at the highest levels.
What a high vibration that is, you know, because you're in that reciprocal energy and that circle energy, and that has to bring forth, you know, the most aligned downloads, nudges, thoughts. I also want people to get, when you do that, it, you know, if you don't get a big, you know, a big thought right then and there, you know, it may come when you're in the shower. You know, it may, you know, so, right. So the shower downloads, or the, you know, because oftentimes people say, well, I just didn't get anything. Like, no, yes, you did. You did. It was downloaded, but now just, you have to come into a place where you can turn off the static, you know, cause maybe there, that channel way just wasn't, you know, receptive enough. Like, you know, you're on Hulu and you're trying to watch something on Netflix. Yeah. You're on the wrong channel.
I love it.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I love that. Now, how can, and we got to have you back because there's so much more we can talk about, but can you just give people a sense of how to clear that negative mind chatter, you know, so that they can really get on that right channel way to start getting those downloads and that information and start really, really, you know, being able to have practical guidance.
Perfect. This is, you'll love this. This is one of my favorite tools as well. Mm-hmm. So all the limiting beliefs, all the, I'm not good enough, I'm afraid, I don't have the skills, I need to study more before I do that. You know, everything that comes up about that causes procrastination or feeling stuck or sabotage, they reside in your being, mentally, mm-hmm, spiritually, emotionally, physically, especially in your head, because we're talking beliefs now mostly. Mm-hmm. So literally our headspace is filled with this clutter of limiting self-talk, negative self-talk, the discouragement committee I heard once. And so
they're active, discouragement committee.
And they, if we've let them in, which, mm-hmm, you know, when we're younger, we really have no choice to let in whatever's around us. A lot of times they're still renting space, mm-hmm, energetically speaking. Sure. So there's a beautiful practice to begin to easily absorb all of that noise in the form of vibrational frequencies of limiting beliefs, negative self-talk, whatever is sticking in there that is not serving us. So can I walk you through it?
It's, yes, great. I would love it.
All right. So you just take a few moments to breathe and center yourself. And we're going to focus on the headspace for this particular energy alchemy tool. We're going to use the image of a long stem rose. It has a very high, it's the highest vibration on the planet, rose oil is. And so it also has a grounding line sort of to keep the static out. So we're just going to use, also many people using it, and it's beautiful. And we all love roses.
I have one on my desk.
Yeah, just place an image. And you may come in and out of the image. If you're visual or not so visual, it doesn't matter. You don't have to hold the image, but you get into that central space and you become intentional once again, or commanding. And you command this rose to begin to absorb all of the frequencies, all the energies, all the limiting beliefs and negative self-talk. Anything, any energy that is keeping you, obstructing you from your highest good now. And you just give the job to the rose. You don't do anything. You don't have to know how it happens. You just have to understand that you're the director of your being. And you're allowing the rose, it can start filling up. Some people see it, start fading, changing colors, dropping leaves. Whatever goes on, just give it a few moments to collect up all that denser, heavier negative energy that is clogging up your headspace. Take a few breaths. And when you feel complete, now, if you've never done this before, it might take a few more minutes than we have here. But you always want to end by removing that rose from your head with all of that heavier old energy, negative thoughts and beliefs, feelings, and send it out for transmutation. I like to send it right into the sun because it's a beautiful visual. And then I see little sparkle dust that the intention is that the energy be returned to sender or transmuted to highest light. But the key is that it's out of your space and place. And sometimes it's a 3 and 4 rose day.
Yeah, I love that. Every week my husband gets me flowers, and my favorite flower is a rose. So every week I have roses. And it's so funny because, by the end of the week, they've absorbed a lot of, toxicity or whatever they're involved, absorbing. And they go from these beautiful flowers to towards the end of the week, there really is like time to throw them out, And that's a very powerful way and a beautiful way to soak it up. I was just thinking of that. What a great way, if something's happening with your child or, even with your spouse or something, to just say, hey, I heard this on a podcast, why don't you try that? It was really powerful. That was very powerful. I really appreciate that. And there's simplicity to it, but it's nature, and it's absorbing all of that headspace stuff. So that was beautiful.
Yes, whatever is not serving your highest good, that's the languaging.
Absolutely. So
you don't have to even know what's in there. You don't have to, whose opinions they were, whose judgments of you, anything, or your own judgments of self. It all goes if it's not for your highest good now. And if you need to do more than one rose, ultimately you end up feeling, you can feel that you're back in your center of your head, and you can feel lighter. That's generally, there's a lightness in there rather than this, overwhelmed, clogged, foggy, the way many of us walk around.
Absolutely. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I could talk to you all day, and we really could. You're a soul sister.
I would love to.
So we need to have you back on, but I know you brought a wonderful gift, and that was such a gift that you gave us as well. So what is your gift description, if you will, and then how can people get it? It'll also be on the episode page. And also for those of you that have access to our directory, you'll have, access to that for a period of time, because, not all our guests, we don't have it on forever. So why don't you share that with us, Kamari?
Yes, definitely grab it. I created it just for this podcast because divinely inspired when we were talking about doing this venture together that I should talk about healing procrastination. And it is an advanced healing video that I created a few years back. So you can stop playing small, feel accomplished, and fulfill your soul purpose. But it's a advanced technique to really get at the roots of this pattern and this belief system of procrastination. It's habit, it's fear. There's so many roots to it.
Yes.
And so this goes deep into our core, spiritually and energetically and emotionally. And it grabs it out at a very core level. So the rose is to get you, clearer minded, but this is a much deeper healing of the pattern of procrastination. And it's really, really amazingly deep and profound work that I'd love to share with everybody.
Mm-hmm. So how do people get that?
It's a $97 value that I'm offering for free for you guys. It's at divinehumaninstitute.com/healing-procrastination.
Awesome. Well, I want to encourage everyone, go and get that right now and don't procrastinate. Go and get it so that you can heal procrastination and you can really be there fully to serve and to fulfill your soul's purpose and to be fully there for all of those that you're called to serve. And that can be, you know, your divine assignments in your family and your divine assignments in your work and all that. We're all in divine assignments. And so we really want to be able to show up in a way that is of the most high vibrating possible. And that's exactly what we need to do. You know, these kinds of patterns just bring us into lower vibration. It's okay. I mean, we're human. And so that's what we're, you know, that's what we're here to, you know, work through. Yeah. And so that's good. You know, you're in the human school. It's all good. Yes. But I just am so appreciative for you being here. And can you give that link one more time?
I will. I targeted what I found to be the primary patterns that were plaging us all.
Yes.
Yes. The core patterns that everybody was hitting up against. So I did some laser deep healing. It's the link again for the free video is divinehumaninstitute.com/healing-procrastination.
Procrastination. Beautiful. And is there anything you want to say in closing? As I said, we will definitely have you back. We're just so appreciative of your light and your service and so grateful for your journey that has brought you here and just really just so grateful. Anything you want to say in closing, maybe just kind of.
Thank you. You just reminded me of something I skipped that maybe is most important of all. And that is when you are finding yourself procrastinating, no matter what is happening under the surface, it's a good time to refocus on your big why. Mm-hmm. Why did you start your business? Right. Why do you feel compelled to share your gifts, your services, your products? When we tap back into the big why and expand the love for that, the excitement, the beautiful, compassionate feeling of service and fulfillment that we get and give others, then it helps us overcome any of the fears that come up. And they will come up. They come up for all of us.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I haven't eradicated all my fears.
Absolutely. I mean, we're still on the planet. I think you evaporate once you reach that level. You know, you're still not human.
Right. But I allow the love to be greater than the fear. Yes. And sometimes it's just eking by, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
It's enough.
Totally resonate with that. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's just, I'm so grateful for you. So thankful. I just really appreciate you. We will love to have you back. And so I just really want to send everyone off with this powerful energy that Kamari has activated for us here today. And we send it out to the planet, especially now with all the things that are happening in our world and our lives and our community, that we just really want to flood the planet with a beautiful light, beautiful energy. And
Kamari, sending Reiki healing energy while we're talking to
absolutely everybody. Absolutely. I always love, especially when I have people on that are really, you know, very conscious of sending energy, that we just take a moment and we just join that energy together and amplify it and send it out to every person listening, to all their family, friends, clients, colleagues, patients, and their family, friends, clients, colleagues, patients, everyone on the planet, to lift up in vibration and truly live lives of love and joy and peace and health and prosperity in all ways.
Beautifully said.
Let me just take a moment with that. And thank you so much. And I really do hold the intention, Kamari and both, that you all are living lives of love, joy, peace, health, harmony, prosperity in all ways, all ways. And we'll see you back here next time, everybody.
Much love. Thank you.
Much love.